Welcome back to the Children's Hour. This is Tito Puente.
When I woke up on Saturday morning, I didn't want to open my eyes. I didn't want to leave my pillow. I didn't need to see a sunny sky. But I woke up on Saturday morning and dragged a comb across my back. And when I looked up at the ceiling, I saw my life go by in every crack. So I walked down the stairs in my building, and I could smell the toast through the door. And I could hear the voices of angels, and I had never heard these things before. It's an amazing world we're living in. It's an amazing world we are living in. It's an amazing world we're living in. And if you want, I'll take you with me. I never knew my ears could listen to all the music in my street. I never saw the sidewalks glistening like there were diamonds underneath my feet. Started singing too. It's an amazing world we're living in. It's an amazing world we are living in. It's an amazing world we're living in. And if you want, I'll take you with me. And if you want, I'll take you.
This is Communication Nation Episode 4, Together We Can, Part 2, Staying Connected. When we communicate, conversations often have unspoken rules. We don't interrupt each other, or we make sure to listen to what the other person is saying. In improvisation, there are often firm rules. Doug taught us to always respond beginning with the words, "yes and," to your partner in order to keep the game going. There are no wrong answers.
If I was to say candy, tell me all the types of candies that you know.
All of them?
Just go, and then I'll stop you.
Sweethearts, lollipops, Tootsie Rolls, Skittles, candy corn, Snickers.
What types of cereal? Breakfast cereal.
Fruity Pebbles, Cheerios, Cocoa Puffs.
Awesome. Okay, so vegetables.
Cucumbers, lettuce, okra.
You got it.
SpaghettiOs, tomatoes.
SpaghettiOs, my favorite vegetable. You're never wrong.
How come when we play games like this, it's really fun and silly, and I also feel like I get kind of a sense of knowing everybody better. Am I getting to know everybody here better?
I think so, because I think it opens a doorway into their psyche and what they think about and what they love and what's on their mind, right?
Right. Like Lucas's first cereal that you thought of was Fruity Pebbles, and that got me thinking, I love Fruity Pebbles. I wonder if I went to Lucas's house, I could find Fruity Pebbles. And then Nina, you think of SpaghettiOs as a vegetable is a really, like, I think that's pretty cool. I love SpaghettiOs.
Right?
I haven't had SpaghettiOs in 6 years.
But it's something in your brain that said, you know, that's a food.
What would you say to the people who maybe want to start and try improv but are afraid of freezing up and not being funny if they're doing it in a comedy setting?
Usually if you're stuck, it's because you're starting to think about things. You're starting to like allow things to kind of rattle around in your brain. And when that starts to happen, then you start trying to come up with like the right answer or the perfect solution kind of thing. And once you start thinking, then the right solution never comes. But the art of improv is to just not think, to just react honestly. And that's always going to be the best way to respond, is just reacting honestly.
So like here we are doing this, and because of the rules, yes and go ahead and be the expert, even though you may not know, I think we could get better and better. It's pretty fun. What do you guys think of doing it?
Yeah. I think it is a very good way to help warm our minds up and engage with each other.
Going back, one of the last things that I'd like to emphasize as far as that very first rule of improv being positive, saying yes, and it's very liberating to be positive. Sometimes whenever you watch some really bad improv, that's when like things start getting a little negative, or there seems to be people disagreeing, or they start to have like little arguments. And that improv, you can only really just take a little bit of it. But when you practice at being positive, you recognize how that moves everything forward. Your career right now is mostly just being a son, a daughter, a child, right? And your parents might come in and be like, hey, I need you to do your chores. And then you say, I don't want to do that, right? It slows the whole scene down. But if you're positive and you say yes and, things start moving along a lot quicker. You can get back to that video game or get back to that phone call with your friend and those type of things. So I think really the application of saying yes and agreeing to what's happening around you can be pretty liberating and can be a pretty positive thing.
That's Doug Montoya from the Box ABQ Theater in Albuquerque, New Mexico, teaching us about how improv can help us be better friends and community members. We don't always have to say yes and to an offer or a statement in every conversation, but sometimes being willing to listen to others and meet them where they are is so important to staying connected. Speaking of staying connected, we're going to learn about some ancient indigenous games that did exactly what we've been doing with Doug Montoya. They built trust, community, and conversation, and an atmosphere of positivity. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour.
We're all part of a great big team. Some of us build and some knock down. Others grow vegetables in the ground. Some cook meals and some deliver. Some fix the heat so we don't shiver. Some look for answers so they'll know. And others take you where you want to go. Some sell food to fill your fridge. Some take money to cross the bridge. Everyone is important, if you know what I mean. We can make it happen. We're part of a great big team. Some people write and others sell. Some you go to make you well. Some volunteer and coach the team. And others keep your school so clean. Some drive the bus and others teach. Some paint houses and others preach. Some protect both you and me. Some stay home to raise a family. Everyone is important, if you know what I mean. We can make it happen, we're part of a great big team. There are those who entertain, some make up computer games. Some fix roads and fix your cars, some pump the gas so you'll go far. Some bring you letters every day, some clean the pool so you can play. Some make things like bikes and toys, and some make clothes for girls and boys. Everyone is important, if you know what I mean. We can make it happen, we're part of a great big team. Some catch dogs and bugs and mice. Some keep lawns and gardens nice. Some run country, some run towns. And some are jugglers, some are clowns. First base, second base, third base too. The one on the bench, that might be you. You may not hit, but just the same, it takes the whole team to win the game. Everyone is important, if you know what I mean. We can make it happen, we're part of a great big team. Everyone is important, if you know what I mean. We can make it happen, we're part of a great big team. Part of a great big team. Part of a great big team.
We all think we're special.
Together. What's the matter with the team?
The team's all right.
What's the matter with the team?
The team's all right.
Well, who said so?
Everybody.
Well, who said so?
Everybody.
Well, who is everybody?
Rocky High.
Well, who's everybody?
Rocky High.
Rock, 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 Rocky High. Yay, team. What's the matter with the team?
The team's all right.
What's the matter with the team?
The team's all right.
Well, who said so?
Everybody.
Well, who said so?
Everybody.
Well, who's everybody?
Rocky High.
Well, who's everybody?
Rocky High.
Rock, 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 Rocky High. Yay, team!
That's the one and only Ella Jenkins from Songs, Rhythm, and Chants for the Dance. Jack Ingram before that from Live at Billy Bob's in Texas. And Danny Quinn brought us Teamwork. That's from a collection called Someone Else's Shoes, the Best Foot Forward Children's Music Series. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Today is the fourth and final episode of our four-part radio series, Communication Nation. This series is exploring various forms of communication through languages, verbal abilities, media, and community building. And that's where we're at today, where we're thinking about teamwork and how we pull ourselves together to work together to make something bigger than what we could do if we were just by ourselves. This entire project comes with curriculum so that it can be used in the classroom. And this time we've made short little podcasts of each one of our interview segments so that teachers have more time to use the whole series. You can find it all at childrenshour.org. Look for Communication Nation. One of the reasons we made this series for you is because we've been noticing around us that people are really at odds with one another, and we're having a hard time listening to one another and finding our common ground. But if you look around you, that common ground is everywhere. All of us really want the same things. We want to feel happy. We want to feel accepted and loved. In our communities today, we can do a huge service to the people around us just by being kind. And being kind means that we try hard to listen to one another to find that common ground. It's there. Can you find it? I think you can.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Users at tokenibis.org donate to the Children's Hour every week without spending a dime. You can learn more at tokenibis.org. Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support provided by the City of Albuquerque and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. The Children's Hour is supported in part by New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts.